Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Acts 2, 4-6. The apostles had been instructed to wait in Jerusalem, because, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Acts 1:8. At Jerusalem, on the feast of Pentecost, Jews from various nations came together, and the apostles preached the gospel unto them in their own language. In hearing, their response was, "And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" Acts 2:8. When the gospel was preached to the house of Cornelius by the apostle Peter, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Acts 10:44-46. Later the apostle Paul came to Ephesus and found disciples who had been baptized unto John's baptism. Paul preached unto them that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Acts 19:4-6. The Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthian church concerning spiritual gifts. The question asked by the Apostle was, "Do all speak with tongues?" 1 Corinthians 12:30. Paul explains that tongues shall cease. 1 Corinthians 13:8. The time when the tongues, along with all of the other spiritual or miraculous gifts, would cease would be when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. 1 Corinthians 13:8. That which is perfect is the complete revelation of God unto humanity. The revelation of God was known in part by prophecies, tongues, and knowledge, and that revelation was confirmed by the various signs, wonders, and gifts bestowed by the Holy Ghost. These gifts would cease when we all come in the unity of the faith. Ephesians 4:13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.